Now, as the election approaches, political parties will soon be dollying up their manifestos with attractive promises to try and win voters' hearts. Tax cuts, social welfare increases, and extra spending on health and housing are all going to feature in the promises that politicians will make in the weeks ahead. But what should we be watching out for? Are there short-term promises that might be popular but not prudent? Well, John McHale is established professor of economics at NUI Galway and is a former chairman of the Fiscal Advisory Council, and he's in our Galway studio. John McHale, thanks for joining us on This Week. As we head into that election campaign, what shape is the economy in at the moment, and what are the warning signs that people should be aware of?
Oh, good afternoon, Justin. So the good news is that the threat of a disorderly Brexit has receded, and I think prospects for the economy look reasonably good. So the Minister for Finance has recently revised up the growth rate for this year to 3.9%. It had been as low as 0.7%. And even the international economy, I think, has been more resilient than it seemed this time last year. But as we look across the Atlantic to the US, their expansion is now more than a decade old. And given the tensions and imbalances in the world economy, there are some very serious risks there. And with global tax reform increasingly coming into to focus, I think there are also very serious risks about the sustainability of corporate tax revenues. So they're just some of the risks. Prospects good, but significant risks.
Yes, and we heard that the Taoiseach mentioned that in his interview there. We know, though, that when times are good, that politicians are tempted to make promises of generous giveaways in their election manifestos. What scope is there for things like tax cuts?
Well, one piece of very good news is that we have moved into a surplus position, and the most recent forecast is that I could reach 1% of GDP next year. But given the tailwinds that we've had in terms of growth, surging corporate tax revenues, and lower interest rates, it would be we'd be in a much better position if that surplus was larger at this stage. Having a surplus is really the best protection against forced austerity. In terms of the battleground for the coming election campaign, the Minister for Finance recently sort of laid out really what the unallocated resources are likely to be over the lifetime of the next government, and that is the most recent estimate is 8.6 billion. Now, 600 million per year have been penciled in for tax cuts, so about 28% of the total, and the remainder, 6.2 billion, would really be for spending increases. But we have to recognize that there are substantial sort of demographic pressures and also rising costs of providing public services and benefits. So even though the government has allowed for certain demographic pressures, the Fiscal Advisory Council doesn't think that that's been quite enough. So I think we do have to be careful in terms of the affordability of tax cuts, and for all parties to make sure that their promises stay within what is really quite a limited envelope once you recognise the underlying spending pressures.
Yes, and we've had things like yesterday the Labour Party leader calling for Budget 2020 to be revisited in light of the Brexit legislation passing through the House of Commons, and then today in the paper the Social Protection Minister Regina Doherty promising her party would deliver an increase of €5 a week in the old age pension if her party's return to power. Those type of promises, what do you make of them in terms of the sustainability of the public finances?
Well, I certainly don't think it would be a good idea to revisit the budget for this year at this stage. The surplus is very small, and I don't think we want to whittle it away. But one of the things that we do have to consider in terms of the envelope that's available is cost of living increases for social protection benefits. And it may be that there would be a case for maybe some catch-up. But the thing to recognize, if you're going to spend the limited resources there, that means that those resources aren't available for other areas, whether it's health, housing, education. But this is what the election campaign will be about, and setting those priorities. But we have to recognize that the resources are limited.
All right. John McHale, established professor of economics at NUIG. Thank you very much for coming into our Galway studio.